The real estate market is hot, but you already know that. What you may not know is that RE/MAX Concepts offers you a way to receive priority access to hot new listings. Why? So you don't miss out on the home of your dreams. Don't take a chance with outdated information. Check our home finder system at realestateconcepts.net. Don't miss out. Get priority access to hot listings today. realestateconcepts.net.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Terrell International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
The real estate market is hot, but you already know that. What you may not know is that RE/MAX Concepts offers you a way to receive priority access to hot new listings. Why? So you don't miss out on the home of your dreams. Don't take a chance with outdated information. Check our home finder system at realestateconcepts.net. Don't miss out. Get priority access to hot listings today. realestateconcepts.net. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealestateConcepts.net.
And welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Let's take a look at the markets, shall we? They are a fickle beast. Today, everything kind of stalled out following the disclosure the Trump administration may not be as successful in negotiating with China as what we were led to believe. The Dow closed down 54 points with Cisco and Walmart lagging. Cisco fell after reporting weaker than expected sales for its key services business, while Walmart fell despite reporting better than expected earnings. Could it be that so much stuff comes from China? Or maybe the upscale offerings? Or maybe? We don't know. S&P 500 lost 0.1% as a drop in tech offset a gain in energy. Energy stocks as Brent oil futures reached $80 a barrel on worries that Iranian exports could drop, further curbing the supply in the market. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ shed 0.2%. And then there's this China and Korea kerflunkle, or whatever they call that, right? U.S. and China kicked off the second round of trade talks, and U.S. and Chinese officials have indicated that the gap between the two countries is significant. Meanwhile, the Chinese phone company, a huge company called ZTE, is getting more than just an offhanded look. The United States earlier in the month said that there were sanctions against the company, but just this weekend, President Trump said that he wanted to help ZTE get back in business and save jobs in China. And so the media wondered, what's up with that? And now, looking at some agreements in Indonesia between the Trump properties and, China, some are speculating that maybe that has something to do with that tweet. Meanwhile, North Korea is balking at the much-ballyhooed talks scheduled for last month. It's not been a good foreign policy day. Investors, all of this means uncertainty, and that is not good for them. At the bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 54 points, 0.2%, settled in at 24,713. NASDAQ was also off by 0.2 at 7,382. S&P 500 was off fractionally at 2720. Crude oil, well, those futures went up again today, 71.59. We already told you about Brent crude hitting $80 a barrel. Meanwhile, this is interesting. Gold lagged just a bit today. 10-year T-note, that was up. Yeah, we already told you all about that, didn't we? Interest rates, kids, interest rates. When we come back, Jeff Pitts, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. It's Thursday, I know, but we want to get you all tuned up for a fantastic weekend and some time away and just doing stuff in the Metro. Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine coming up next here on the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour.